Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 27th. 2 Kings chapter 12, A Divided Mind. The author of 1 and 2 Kings has a recurring refrain. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense. Seems that no matter what reforms were instituted or what sort of a spiritual revival occurred among the people, the awakening was never complete. The minds of the people were divided, dull, groggy. On the one hand was the God of their fathers who was to be worshipped only at the temple. With the other hand, they offered sacrifices according to their own convenience and theology, which most often included other gods. You know what you get with a divided mind? Nothing. Actually, life is slowly stripped away so that we have even less life than when we began our spiritual dithering. An oft-repeated exhortation in the Bible is, using Joshua's version, you must choose today the one you're going to serve. The psalmist declared, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Hebrews goes further. Encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, meaning while this era lasts, so that you will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Israel's history does teach us that when the people were fully devoted and loyal to God, they prospered. When they abandoned him, they suffered. Moreover, when they were only half-hearted in the way they dealt with God, they still missed out on what God wanted to do for them and suffered loss. One final thought for the day. On this very morning in June 2005, the news came of the U.S. Supreme Court's decisions on public displays of the Ten Commandments. Talk about a totally divided mind. The Supreme Court continued to twist its finger in the wind. The justices court even more lawsuits along the lines of the two that they decided that day. Four retirements from the court would perhaps help bring some clarity and decisiveness that's sadly absent from the world of the judiciary these days. Sigh. Come soon, Judge of all the earth. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.